Apparently, I'm technologically challenged. So let me begin this morning by telling you the songs that were picked specifically to host the presence of the Holy Spirit. And yes, we have the Holy Spirit living in us, but we want a further indwelling of that Spirit. And so the other day, I thought that the Holy Spirit had given me a message to release, and I called Pastor Tim and I said, I believe I have a message to release. So I spent several days preparing, as I always do, studying the Word. And on Friday, I get to work, and I was told, that is not the Word. That is not the Word. And so I had to start over again to bring forth the Word. And I'm telling you this morning, this word is for the body of Christ. Okay? I'm not speaking to the world today. And it's very important that you understand that the Holy Spirit wants to release a word to the body of Christ today. And he wants us to put our big boy and girl pants on, because for a little bit of this message, it's going to get a little rough. Is everybody with me? Okay? Holy Spirit believes the body has to be mature enough to hear what he's saying in this hour. So he asked me to release that, and I'm going, I don't want to release some of this stuff. He says, you need to release it to the body today, because we're in just such a time that the message needs to be released. Now, I'm going to caveat that by saying I'm not endorsing any political affiliation other than what God has to say according to his word. And I'm not going to talk politics. I'm talking God. The Holy Spirit wants to release to the body today, because we're about to enter an hour, and it's very close at hand, where you have to, number one, know who you are, okay? Know who you are in Christ Jesus, and number two, know what you're expected to do in this hour. Because the church, and hear me, the true church is about to arise, okay? So we have to be grounded. And the word of the Lord, as by the Holy Spirit, totally turned me around. Thought I was supposed to talk about one thing. And he said to say to the body, and hear this very closely, you are not of the world. Very important for this hour. If you don't have understanding of this, we're going to have a problem releasing, as Terry said, the Holy Spirit through us. We are not of the world. And I'm going to start out in John 17 at 13. And this is Jesus speaking to the Father. And he said, but now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but to keep them from who? The evil one. Who is the ruler of the earth? This heaven, which is called the first heaven. He's not my ruler. He's not your ruler as the body of Christ, but he is ruling and reigning. And if you haven't figured that out, pick up a newspaper, get on the internet. Satan's alive and well, ruling and reigning in the earth right now. And it's getting more intense as we get close to an election and some of the other things that are going on. And the word of the Holy Spirit to you is, you are not of that world, but we're in it. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And then Jesus says to sanctify them in truth. In other words, separate them out in truth. And what's the truth? He's the truth, right? Jesus is the truth, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, his Spirit living in us. As you sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. For their sake I sanctify myself unto you, that they themselves may be also sanctified in truth. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those who also believe in me through their word. Okay? Through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe you sent me. The words of Jesus. So to the body of Christ, and to also to those who are destined to become a part of that body, the word spoken through me, by the Holy Spirit today, you are not of the world. Although Christ has sent us into the world, we are not truly a part of it, and we need to receive this message by the Spirit of God today. So for what purpose have we come? Why are we here? We are here to decree and declare as in Matthew 7, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We are here to declare the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and that is our true home, right? Our wonderful destiny, and to convey that message of truth, we have been given kingdom keys as gifted by the Holy Spirit to heal the sick, as you're called to do, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, release a word of wisdom through the Spirit, release a word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, exhibit your faith, walk your faith by the same Spirit, heal by the same Spirit, prophesy by the same Spirit, perform miracles by the same Spirit, interpret tongues by the same Spirit, preach, teach, build by the Spirit. Freely you have received, he said, freely you should give. And not every one of us has the same gift. Maybe you don't have the gift of healing. Maybe you have a prophetic knowledge. Whatever your gift is, it's the hour that Jesus is saying you're not part of the world, but I'm calling you to release kingdom keys into the world for saving souls. You have to understand we're not part of this. We're sojourning in the earth, but we're not part of the world. We need to sanctify ourselves, not us, the Holy Spirit, separate us onto Jesus Christ and walk what he's calling us to walk in this hour. I, Jesus, said, and then he says, freely you give, freely receive, go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I commanded, and he continues to command you and I, and then he gives this wonderful statement, what? Lo, I am with you. I am with you always, even until the very end of the age. He isn't leaving us as we get into all this messy stuff that's out there, and there's a lot of messy stuff, and the heaviness on me by the Spirit to have to release this word. Because if the church doesn't understand, we're going to have a problem. We have to stay grounded and rooted in what we know. So what I tell you in the darkness, Jesus said, speak in the light. What you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim it upon the housetops. And he'll come to you with dreams and visions. He'll audibly come to you. He'll release a rhema word as you read the Bible that you're supposed to release and shout it on top of the houses, anywhere he's sending you to be. And then he tells us we can't fear man. We can't fear those who kill the body but are not able to kill the soul. But we're to fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell, Jesus declares. He says to confess me before the world. And I will also confess you before my Father who is in heaven. And I always bring that back to Jesus' remembrance, as I've said before. I'm confessing you. Please go before Daddy and confess me so I get my daughter healed, my nephew healed, my daughter healed, whatever it is. And I have an expectancy that Jesus is going to do it, because I'm confessing him as the word says, and I know my place in Christ Jesus. Kingdom of heaven, the way to get there through him. Then he sent the Holy Spirit to guide us and bestow gifts. Those are the spiritual elements to the kingdom, even now in operation through the body of Christ. Yes, we're going to get to heaven in the end, but the Holy Spirit came in with gifts, spiritual keys to the kingdom to release in the earth to get people what? Saved. The kingdom for the advancement of the kingdom. Spiritual gifts for the advancement of the kingdom, for the saving of souls, as he desires that all should be saved. Proclaim it, Jesus says. You have been destined to do so according to the special individual gifts bestowed upon you. You have been sent to do so. This young lady, spiritual gifts. You don't know what they are yet. Spiritual gifts. Everybody in the room, gifts from the Holy Spirit, where you're going to be separated out, consecrated onto Jesus Christ for service for the advancement of the kingdom. This is his command. Well, let's step back. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. And he says, by all this men will know that you are my disciples if you what? Love one another. We know that you have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has life abiding in him. We know love by this, that he, Jesus, laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus. It's the very first thing. We have to believe in Jesus. It's the very first thing. Who am I talking to today? Who is Holy Spirit speaking to? The body of Christ. Not the world right now. The body of Christ. You have to get that grounded and rooted. Jesus is the first thing. I sit back here and sing all the time, not to impress anybody, but to worship my God, because he is the first thing. I've had people in ministries that I've been to in the past, their songs are too long. Really? I came here to worship my King of Kings. I came to worship the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I welcome them in. I want to worship them because I have understanding. As I do, I get that infilling to release the Word, or if you go out into the world, to release in the world. And then he says, the one who says he abides in Christ ought himself walk in the same manner as he has walked. We have to walk Jesus in this hour, or we won't survive. We have to walk kingdom in this hour with what's about to come, or we are not going to survive. The world, we know what's happening out there, right? We're not of the world. We can't be stopped by the world. We can't be worried about man, woman, or child thinks about us in the world, because he's commissioned us to go out and to release spiritual gifts or kingdom so that souls get saved. The one who says he is the light of Christ and hates his brother is in the darkness. The one who loves his brother abides in the light. We are not of this world, and this world is passing away, and also its lust. All the things that the world loves, right? Whatever it is, he said it's going to pass away. It's going to pass away. But those who do the will of God, you and I, the body of Christ, live forever. Jesus is the essential foundation to absolutely everything. Then release kingdom, his kingdom, the earth, as led by the Spirit, and everything that that implies. Now, for a very brief, I want to go over some very elementary principles, just so we're all on the same page. Again, Holy Spirit speaking to the body. We have to recap these because it's important to understand who we are and what we are about in the earth, and also what awaits us, because I assure you, according to the Word and the Spirit that's being poured out this morning, that the very best is yet to come. You've got to hold on to that. The very best, is it Charlie, is yet to come. And all of you in the room, what do we need to remember? We're made in whose image? God's image, the very image of God, with dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, the cattle, over the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth. The church, not the carnal man, right, has dominion in the earth. We're not part of the earth, but we have dominion in the earth. We are the very temple of the living God, and his Spirit, as Terry pointed out earlier, is in us, and it's supposed to pour out of us. We are a new creature. Old things have passed away. If you're carrying sin, Holy Spirit says this is the hour to get rid of it. It's the hour to get rid of whatever it is you're walking in. If you need help, get help. But you've got to be walking, because he's coming back for a bride that is without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or a church, I should say, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And he's going to come to judge the church first. We're children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That's why I keep calling him Daddy. He's my daddy. He's my heavenly daddy, and I'm his son. And I know when I ask daddy for help, he's on it. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. Having been baptized into Christ, we have put on Christ. And I'm not talking about water baptism. I'm talking about immersion in Christ. Immersion in him. Eating him. What does eating him mean? Not literal eating his flesh and blood, but coming to him, believing in him, walking him. I eat him every time I come to him. Every time I believe in him, I'm eating and drinking Christ. Search it out in the book of John. Redeemed, adopted by God as sons and daughters. And because we are sons and daughters through faith, he has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our heart. We have the Holy Spirit. And man, that is powerful stuff. I could do a whole message on the Holy Spirit, but we're not going to do that today. But briefly, we're clothed with power from on high. You have received power when the Spirit has come upon you, and as a result, we can be witnesses as led to the very remotest part of the earth, witnesses for Jesus and the kingdom. And you have to understand this morning. It is not a spirit of timidity, but of power and of love and of discipline. And it's in 2 Timothy 1. It's not a spirit of timidity. Ew, look at all that stuff going over here in the world. I'm not going to get involved in that, but here come Holy Spirit. Now, you're going to go over there. I don't really want to give the message, and I haven't even got to the point I don't want to give yet. Oh, yeah, you're going to give the message because I'm calling you and equipping you to do it, as Terry said earlier. He's going to pour into the vessels. There ain't anything special about me. I'm not educated the way man would think I'm supposed to be educated, but man, Holy Spirit got a hold of me and something happened, and he's going to get a hold of you. And all those children back there come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, Naomi and everybody else who's supposed to do something for the advancement of the kingdom. This is our time to shine in the midst of the very darkest place, the earth, and what's happening. It is not a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and of discipline. The Spirit is there to help us in our weakness, helps us to pray. I say, hey, Spirit, I've been praying for my daughter, Denny, you know. Nothing's happening. Help me to pray. And then he starts to intercede and intervene to do what he wants to do. It's the spirit of hope, peace, and joy within us. The Holy Spirit is as joined with the Father and the Son, three individuals, one God. There's the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, not three God, but one God, just as we are all one body, every one of us individual members of that body. The power, he's all present, all powerful, and all knowing, and he's in you. Isn't that awesome? All present, always. Oh, I'm going to take a vacation over to Florida. Holy Spirit doesn't leave you. Really? Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. The Holy Spirit abides with you, strives with you, reproves, comforts, helps in our infirmity, teaches, guides, sanctifies, and most importantly, testifies about Christ. So when I start to get a little nervous and panicky and all, as Terry said, what am I going to say? I got this, Holy Spirit says. You just need to be a willing vessel to release it. And you've got to release it in this hour because you're going to be called to do it very shortly. Trust me. You are a part or a member of an everlasting kingdom, and it's a kingdom of power. I've talked about this many times before, but it's so important to understand. A kingdom of power, authority, and dominion. A kingdom which cannot be moved. I don't care what's going on in the earth. This kingdom that we're releasing in the earth isn't going to be moved. I don't care who's elected president. I don't care what's going on in the natural. This kingdom won't be shaken. A kingdom which will never be destroyed. And Jesus gives us the keys of the kingdom of heaven and says, whatever we bind on the earth shall have been bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on the earth shall have been loosed in heaven, according to the Spirit. That's what we walk in. We need to bind some stuff coming up. It's led by the Spirit. And you need to be led by the Spirit. We're not supposed to go out there goofily. Oh, I think I'm going to go and declare and decree this. If I didn't get it from the Holy Spirit, I'm not doing it because I could get in a whole lot of spiritual trouble. Right? Oh, I'm going to go cast that out. Holy Spirit didn't tell me to cast it out. But when he does speak, and as led by the Spirit, we're going to effectuate change in a dark atmosphere. So we must absolutely understand who we are and who we are not. We are heirs to an unshakable kingdom, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, so let's not refuse him who is speaking to us today. For if those who did not escape when they refused him who warned them on the earth, and he's talking about his Old Testament people coming out of Egypt, much less will we escape who turn away from him who warns now from heaven. And he's warning us today via his Spirit. You are the church of God, the church of Christ. You ought to start walking like it in the earth. You aren't part of this world. Stop being afraid of man. Start releasing kingdom and see what happens. Stop being afraid of what's going on. For if those who did not escape, he said, much less will we escape. His voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I am going to shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of things which can be shaken as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. He's coming to shake things up again in the end. And the only thing that's going to survive that shaking is who? The body of Christ. We're going to get shaken. We're going to experience it. Maybe he'll take us out, that whole millennial thing. But the reality is we're starting to get shaken now. Things are starting to shake up. If you hold fast to Christ, rely on him as Lord and Savior, you may be shaken, but you're not going to be removed. You're going to experience it, but you're not going to be removed. We receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, so we're to show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service and reverence, with reverence and awe. The word says, for our God is a consuming fire. He's an awesome daddy. A God who knows our name. A God who knows our thoughts. A God who knows everything we speak, even before we speak it. A God who knows how much you're able to bear and will only give you as much as you're able to bear. He says, we have need of endurance so that when we have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet in a little while, he who is coming, Jesus is coming back and will not delay. And my righteous shall do what? Shall live by fear? Shall live by, Terry? Faith. The body of Christ has to live by faith. We are not of the world. We build on a foundation that is not of gold or silver or precious stone, hay or straw. We build strictly on the foundation of that which has already been laid, a tested cornerstone, a costly cornerstone. It's firmly placed, and he who believes in it will not be disturbed. Holy Spirit speaking to you today. Now, I got to share some stuff that's not so good, but hear the word of the Holy Spirit. It behooves us for a moment to look very closely and with spiritual eyes at some of the condition of the world that Jesus has sent us into. And in doing so, if we have eyes to see, and I'm talking spiritual eyes and spiritual ears to say, truly understanding the fallen world condition right now and why we have been sent in and that we are different than this world, we are not of it, but know why we are here, why we are needed, what we are called to do. In this hour, at least we forget through complacency that we are to be the light of Christ and release his kingdom for the saving of souls and for the advancement of that very kingdom, to walk as Christ walked into the earth. How are we to act and respond? And also as a warning, Holy Spirit wants to warn today, a warning to what is expected of us as kingdom kids so we don't fall short of our own appointed prize prepared for us, were we to step away and become as the world, with a worldview about right and wrong, good and evil, rather than a God view. A lot of preachers don't want to preach that. A sovereign, superior, self-governing, the I am that I am, the covenant-keeping God, I might add, is who I serve, and he doesn't owe me an explanation for anything. What he says is right, whether it tickles my fancy or not, it is right. What he says is wrong, whether I agree with it or not, whether I want to follow it or not. I don't dare think that I'm going to stand before the throne room of my Creator and tell him what was right or wrong in my view. That's the world. Who the heck am I, especially when I endorse, accept, or tolerate what his word declares is wrong, is on the side of evil according to his almighty dictates. I will make an accounting, as will us all, and Daddy, to my knowledge, ain't in the business of negotiating right and wrong with his creation. His right is right, his wrong is wrong, and he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and always. Sin is sin is sin, and it doesn't matter that someone conveys, well, the world is different now. Those edits, they're no longer for today, right? World's different, edits are for no longer today. I can't serve a God who doesn't allow such and such a behavior or such and such a lifestyle, and so it goes. God is love. He's love. He's okay with anything you do. And Daddy says, wrong answer. Wrong answer. He doesn't owe you an explanation, and he doesn't, like the world that we are a part of, tolerate sin in any way, shape, or fashion. He hates sin. He can't stand being in the presence of sin. We want to share the wonderful news of Jesus Christ. There's forgiveness for sin, right? If you confess it through Christ. And we as the body need to teach that, preach that, move in that. It is what we are destined to do. And we need to confess them, get them under the blood, right? and then move. And again, will forgive you and cleanse you, he says, from all unrighteousness. There's only one unforgivable sin, and that's grieving the Spirit, which means rejection of Christ, right? That's why we came in, because a lot of them are rejecting Christ right now in the earth. Now, let's clear up that love thing, because the world's going to tell you, God loves me. Yep, he absolutely loves you. And just like a loving earthly parent, his love for you will cause him to discipline you when you do wrong, to say no to you. We're in a society that doesn't want to hear no. When you are sinning or endorsing the same or condoning the same in the earth, because to not chastise his own when they sin means they could be headed on a path to eternal destruction. In this case, eternal separation from the Godhead. Discipline, saying no to our sin, is what any loving parent would do, including Daddy. And trust me, I know Daddy is a loving parent, and he's not going to tolerate disobedience to his word. His will and not your will or my will be done. Planning on going against Daddy in your life? Hear the Holy Spirit, it's going to get a little rough. Daddy is coming with a spiritual spanking to give you opportunity to acknowledge him, honor him, repent, and get on the right path, and then fulfill your God-given destiny. Again, I'm speaking to the body of Christ, a mature body. Now we need to take a look for a moment at what's going on in the world, so we have understanding. Homicides are up 52% in Chicago this year alone. Murder. And Daddy says, thou shalt not kill. 52% in one city. In Los Angeles, apparently someone thought it okay to ambush two police officers sitting in their car recently, ultimately shooting them in the face, then trying to block the emergency room doors where the officers were taken so that they would die. Did you hear it in the news? It's just in the news. They were shouting, apparently, blanking die, and I'm not going to use the explicit. Apparently, they thought the decision of life or death was theirs to make, as if their creator, as if they were the creator. And Daddy says, let every person be in subjection to the governing authorities. Police are an example of authority ordained by God. I'm speaking to the church now. The world doesn't believe this. I'm speaking to the church. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. It's in Romans 13:1. For by him all things were created, both in the heaven and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authority, all things have been created by him and for him. Well, the police are evil and racist and yah. Are you hearing me, church? We are going to right a wrong and eradicate them. Certainly, some may be evil, racist, and so forth. But that's the same in every profession. And it's not the whole. But many are not. Even were such true, Daddy says, never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord, and again, thou shalt not kill. Edison protesters light dumpster on fire, smash windows on Capitol Square, and this one personally has affected my place of employment. We're all boarded up. Beautiful building all boarded up because of rioting and looting. Again, people thinking their things aren't fair, and Daddy says, vengeance is mine, and again, thou shalt not kill. And Daddy says, vengeance is mine. Vengeance is mine. He's saying it to the body. Love your enemy. Love your enemy and do good to those who hate you. And the whole law is fulfilled in the one word, the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I hope the body of Christ isn't out there rioting and looting, because we're supposed to be separate from that world. In Kenosha, a 71-year-old man was brutally beaten simply for trying to defend his business that he worked so hard to create, and from rioters who apparently believe they were entitled to destroy such property because the world isn't fair in their view, and rioting most definitely would get their point across and perhaps level the playing field and execute change. And Daddy says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his cattle, nor anything that is thy neighbor. I don't care if you think it's justified or not. Daddy says no. And we're the body, and we're supposed to be walking Christ in the earth. Now, I'm talking about the world. A high-profile figure in the news explains this of his affair as managing my anxieties. Okay? This is what he said. I'm managing my anxieties, and Daddy says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Or did you not know that the unrighteous will not enter the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, and it goes on and on and on, will enter the kingdom of God. Are you hearing me, body of Christ? This is what's going on in the world. We got to be careful not to become part of that world. A Twin Lakes woman faces felony charges for theft and money laundering, and Daddy says, thou shalt not steal. It has been reported. Now, this is a touchy issue even in the body of Christ, which I cannot understand. And I'm telling you, again, I believe by the Spirit, you now see a Supreme Court justice leaving, right? It's so prophetic. There's some prophetic words out there about this. She was a proponent of abortion. Okay? I'm not Democrat, Republican. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking to the body, the Holy Spirit releasing through me to talk to the body today about Daddy's political, right? Daddy's political leaning. It has been reported that abortion has the leading cause of death worldwide in 2019, with 42 million babies aborted. 42 million. Again, some men of God won't preach that. I'm going to preach it because he told me to release it. And something's happening in the Supreme Court right now because Daddy has heard the cries of those babies. Yeah. Yeah. He has. You all think, maybe the world thinks this is just Trump versus Biden. I don't care. It's not about that in this hour. Vote for whoever you want to vote for. I don't care as long as you're voting your conscience as led by the Holy Spirit. But this isn't a Republican or Democrat thing. This is a Daddy thing. And Daddy has heard the cries. And you hear from the human side, the earthly side, it's just a mass of tissue. Heck, let's draft and enact a law that we can even start to abort a baby that is alive after a botched abortion. It's happening. It's happening. And Daddy says, hear me, body of Christ, and Daddy says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you or separated you out unto me. You formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. Your hands made me and fashioned me. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's Daddy's economy. That's Daddy's politics. Good luck standing before the throne room. And I'm not making a judgment call because we're not to judge the earth. We're to judge within the church, but not the world. We're supposed to impact it. I have a funny feeling that judge who's now standing before God has to make an accounting. Has to make an accounting. And it's not my place to say how that will pan out. I don't know that individual. But I know what she stood for was wrong in God's economy. But it's my body. It's my body. That's what they say. The body is the Lord's. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? It's not your body. I don't care if you're male or female. This is the tabernacle of the living God. It's not your body. It's on loan to you, right? So when I hear that statement, don't tell me what I can or can't do with my body, that's the world speaking. It ain't Daddy speaking. It's not your body. You better get a revelation, church, and stop hiding in the corner and being afraid to speak out. It's murder. Holy Spirit, want release that word today, and something's happening now in the earth. And you're going to see it in the Supreme Court, you're going to see it in this election, and you're going to see it in the days that lie ahead, because Daddy's been roused. He has been roused in this hour. And he said, enough's enough, I'm now coming in. I'm now coming in, and I'm going to start to shake things up. And Holy Spirit says, church, you better be on the right side. You better be ready to receive what I'm about to pour out in and through you. Oh, I'm not going to preach that because half the church is going to leave. Well, then they're not the church. You either are with him or you are against him. For him or against him. It don't matter what I think about abortion. It don't matter what I think about X, Y, and Z. What does Daddy tell me in his word? And that word is living in us. And people say, I didn't know. You know, the word is in you, near you, written on your heart. I don't care if you're a believer or non-believer. You know the word.
Without excuse.
Without excuse. Yeah. You will not stand before the throne room of God and say, I didn't know that abortion was wrong. Yes, you did. You knew it was wrong and you let it happen anyhow. And then you wonder why Daddy's on the warpath. He's coming to make wrongs right. In this hour, and it's happening right now. It's the season we're living in. A very short list of what's going on there, but daily commonplace story about the behaviors that impact this place that we are sojourning through, this world that we are not a part of. Maybe I'm missing it, but it seems to be getting very dark out there. No respect for authority, no respect for property, no respect for even human life. And sadly, no respect for oneself, who you truly are, and who you were truly created to be. A self-entitled, wow, Holy Spirit, self-centered, self-driven society where rules don't apply, and where the I comes before the H, or where I come before him, God. It's all about me. It's all about the injustices against me. It's all about what I can get, what I can receive, what I need. And when he says, I come first, I'm a jealous God. I want you all. Every piece and part of you I want. Separation of church and state. I love that. Separation of church and state. I have people living in my condo that say the exact same thing and they're Christians. I got a newsflash. That was a man-made concept, not a God-made mandate. Hear me. Man-made concept, not God-made mandate. Look at 1 Samuel 7, God speaking to Samuel, listen to the voice of the people in regard to all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them. They wanted an earthly king, and God let them have what they wanted. But it wasn't his intent back in Old Testament scripture. By the way, there was a prophet that listened to the other day, going back to the abortion thing, Charlie... I don't remember his last name. 2 years ago, prophesied that someone was going to leave the Supreme Court and Daddy was going to bring in a Deborah. Immediately, Julie and I got there. We're looking because the president announced two people. And we're looking on the internet and thinking, okay, what are the names of the two women? Neither one of them Deborah. What was he talking about? Anybody know scripture? Old Testament? One judge out of all the judges that ruled the Israelites was a female named Deborah. She was a prophetess. And what did she do? She followed God. Daddy's about to raise up someone in the Supreme Court, according to that prophetic man. We'll see if it comes true. That's supposed to serve God. Why? Because he doesn't like what they've done with abortion and all the other things. He said he was also raising up a Samuel. Again, looking at the name, he's not talking about the name Samuel. He's talking about a man after his own heart, a woman after his own heart. Side bench. The church is above all things. The church has authority in the earth and over it. Jesus is the head of all things, and through him all things were created and all things hold together. Christ being the head of the church, the head of the body, and the church is now positively to impact the world. He didn't separate church and state. He said, "You have dominion over all of the earth. Let your voice be known. Let your voice be heard. My word speaking through you. I'm in control. I am ruling and reigning, even though I set governments up. He sets them up, he can take them down. If he wants Biden to win, Biden's going to win. If he wants Trump to win, Trump's going to win. He can use an evil king, a good king. He sets all governments up, and he tears them down for his bidding, for his will. So I don't question when something happens, if I like the person or not. Now, I'm not going to go against God to serve somebody, right? But if he's installed somebody in office, I'm going to be respectful of that position. Because I answer not to man, again, body of Christ today, the church being spoken to by the Holy Spirit, we need to honor authority. Jesus, foolishness to those who are perishing, but we preach it. It's the hardest, even to the unbelieving, stumbling block and foolishness, but to those of us who are called, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, especially in this age. And God is speaking and speaking through the body in this hour. And he says we're to be light in a dark place. I'm going to wrap this up. Now, if you have opportunity to go into the book of Revelations, go to the seven churches that Jesus sent a message to the Apostle John when he was imprisoned on the island of Patmos, and he started talking about the seven churches, the condition, some good, some bad, and he pointed out the things he wanted to clean up in the church. And it's for the church today or for the body of Christ. Very quickly, he says to one church, it's a diminishing love. They are putting other things before God, even programming before God. God isn't the first thing anymore. He says, you need to clean that up. Fearing suffering, which I find very interesting to one of the churches, if you can't suffer for the cause of Christ, you're going to be ineffective for him because you are going to suffer. We're all going to suffer. And he's telling the church that they need to stand firm in that suffering because he is ultimately going to deliver us all out of it. And even if he doesn't do it here, he's going to do it there. As Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with that same purpose. Talks about doctrinal compromise. It's happening in the church in this day. We're letting things in that we know God says in his word aren't truth, right? We're going to accept everyone. Yes, accept everyone, but change them by the Holy Spirit. No, we're going to put these things here and here and here. Yeah, I don't necessarily believe the word really means that. Now, even in the church, there's corruption. Moral compromise, spiritual death, failing to advance, and so it goes. Now, he just wanted to release, Holy Spirit, know who you are in this hour. He's talking to the body of Christ. Know who you are and walk out kingdom keys to help those people in those areas, the ones that are rioting and looting, the ones that are murdering, the ones that are committing adultery, the ones that are abortion people. And if that's sin in your life that you've had, put it under the blood. It's forgivable if you truly confess and repent. And then let's get some souls saved. We have a great thing waiting, a new heaven and a new earth, God dwelling there with us for an eternity, the Godhead. Every single tear, and I've spoken on this before, is going to be wiped away. No longer any death or fear of death. No more mourning, no more crying, no more pain. We will see the face of God. And the word says his name's going to be on our forehead, indicating that we are his forever. New name, okay? New name. We will see the face of God. No longer any night, because his light will illuminate us forever. We will eat of the tree of life. In other words, we will partake of Jesus. No need for worry. We will eat of the tree of life. We will not be hurt by the second death, which is the death to the lake of fire, because the righteous won't experience it. We will partake of all that Jesus is and has. We will inherit all things. We will sit with Christ on his throne. We will rule and reign with Jesus. With Jesus. Forever and ever. Jesus is returning, and his reward will be with him, and he's going to render to what every man according to what he has done. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is revealed from Genesis to Revelation, and he's calling the body of Christ to get a revelation in this hour. The world's in a bad state right now. The body of Christ isn't. If you are walking me, serving me, pouring me out of you via the Holy Spirit. Whom do you serve? Jesus or the world? Jesus or your flesh? The body of Christ needs to pick a side going forward. And lo, he is with you even until the end of the age. I'm going to close by singing a song. So bear with me. Let it minister to you.